one of the first things I wanted to talk about was Pinterest. Because, oh my god, all I hear about all day, every day is Pinterest. You know, it's huge getting all this traffic and whatnot. And I'm really curious to hear what you guys think about it and if you're actually using it yourself.
Well, I'm working on an app with a friend of mine, and we're hoping to have it released soon. I use it to also keep track of what people like on my website, what's appealing to them, because if you just go to pinterest.com/source and put another slash and then your site URL, then you can see what people are pinning from your site. And so it's a really good way for me to see what's popular, and I can get a good idea of what kind of content to continue creating.
I checked it out briefly. From a business perspective at the automotive realm, at the dealership level, I haven't found quite a need to use it. However, I've checked out some of the upper level from the national to global level automotive realm, and you know, there's some cool stuff there in terms of, you know, collaboration and just, you know, bringing things together. Really neat stuff. But from my perspective, bandwidth is stretched thin enough as it is, and I haven't dived into it as deeply as I probably should have.
So how about you, Keith? Have you really looked at Pinterest at all, or?
I have an account with Pinterest, but I haven't really done a whole lot. I've obviously read what's going on with them and all that stuff, but I think it's great. I mean, I like it. I think it's a pretty cool thing. I just don't anymore. I don't have a whole lot of time for all this new social stuff that's coming out. You know, Steve came out with King and all this, you know, new stuff that comes out every day. It seems like there's 3 or 4 new social apps that come out, and I'm trying to just concentrate on my clients and, you know, Twitter and Google Plus and a little bit of Facebook here and there.
Yeah, see, that's the thing with me, because I was already stretched pretty thin with just Twitter and Facebook, and then Google Plus came along, and now I spend a lot of my time on Google Plus, so there's just a lot of stuff going on all these different social networks. And, like, I do use Pinterest here and there, but I don't use it from, like, a business standpoint. I just use it as a fun tool. Like, I share funny pictures and stuff like that. But I do know there's actual brands out there who are doing really well with it. And also, I thought it was interesting, too, that Pinterest, if, say, someone shares an image of a product, Pinterest actually swaps out the referral link for an affiliate link. So if someone clicks through that image of that product, then they make a commission from it, which is actually pretty genius, I think.
I think it is, and you know, after John, Extreme John, said what he said about it, it makes sense. And he, being an affiliate himself, that he has affiliate products, he loves the fact that they do that. So he's throwing his products on there left and right, hoping people do click on them. And I guess I don't see anything wrong with that. It's kind of the same thing with you hear about people talking about the different privacy issues. Other than the fact that them taking your address book and using that for whatever, to me, you know, if you have too much, if you're too worried about privacy, then you should probably shut your computer off and go draw a picture or something.
One of the things I like is that at least Pinterest had a business model from the get-go, which, unlike Twitter, for example, they at least had an idea of where they could possibly make money, so they have been putting a lot of thought into the project.
That's a good point.
Recently, Facebook filed their IPO, and they could be valued upwards of $75 to $100 billion, which that's a lot of money, and that also would be the biggest tech IPO in history. And you know, despite them having only a little over $4 billion in revenue last year, do you think a $75 to $100 billion valuation is actually worth it?
From an investment standpoint, you know, here's the thing is. Personally, and I would like to gain all your input on this, I am not going to invest in Facebook directly. I think Facebook directly, in my opinion, and I want to first and foremost say, I'm not, you know, a Wall Street investor. However, you know, in my eye, you know, we all know this, that, you know, as users of Facebook, we're not necessarily the consumer, we're the product. And as humans, we're unpredictable, right? And unpredictable products don't usually pan out too well. And from that instance, I can't see it being a good investment. However, on the flip side, if you were to looking to invest in some way into Facebook, I would invest not directly into Facebook, but into the smaller companies that help build its revenue stream, like a Zynga, for instance. And I think that is where, if you're looking to get some good gain very quickly. I think investing in the smaller companies that have a lot more growth potential can really turn out some dough. But
I just feel the valuation is almost too high. I mean, last year they had a little over $4 billion in revenue. I just can't justify the 75 to 100 billion, even though they have almost a billion users. I just can't see a company being worth that much when they're only making, you know, this much.
Anybody know what Google's revenue was when they IPO'd?
That's a good question. I'm not
because
sure.
If I remember right, it was less than $100 a share when it IPO'd, and they're what, $400 or $500 a share now. So who's to say? That's why I don't invest in this stuff to begin with, but who's to say what could happen with Facebook?
Yeah.
I mean, who knows what they have up their sleeve for products as well. I mean, maybe they got a bunch of stuff up their sleeve, and every grandmother and housewife and grandkid's going to be wanting to buy whatever it is that they have.
Wasn't there some chatter that they're going to be pushing, like display ads to the phone apps? I don't know if that was rumor mill stuff, but I read that somewhere this week.
But here's the thing. Are you really going to invest in a company whose main source of revenue is display ads? And that's where it kind of, now granted, this is a type of company we've never seen before, and in terms of its potential and the depth of its reach. However, you know, to me, you know, I see us as the product, right? I mean, it's something we all know in social media. We all see ourselves as the product. And humans make terrible products, awful products. So why I would invest in us? I would invest in humanity. Just knowing how unpredictable we are. So if you look at it from that standpoint, you know, I'd stay away from Facebook directly. And again, I say, you know, invest in it indirectly in the smaller areas that do have tangible products to invest in.
I keep hearing it said over and over that a lot of the value of Facebook is not the revenue created by ads, but more in the potential for data mining on user behavior and what the potential that has. I'm not saying that they're worth the amount that they're saying. I'm saying that's where I keep hearing that people say the money's going to come from.
Well, and two, Facebook does have a ridiculous amount of data. Just like Google has so much data on each user, Facebook, you know, just a massive amount of information that really does, you know, at the end of the day, can benefit advertisers.
Well, see, this is the thing that's interesting, though, is if everybody has a ticket to the game, right, if Facebook opens it up, I'm sure they will, it opens us up, and everybody buys into this thing. You know, everybody wins. The playing field rises all together. I mean, if everyone's a winner, you know, how do you get ahead? How do you value?
The information ascertained as a result of what and how those users do what they do. I mean, you know, in the new media, you know, it is. It's tremendous. I mean, for them to be able to, you know, zero moment of truth, all that stuff, you know, I mean, in all that, them knowing where we travel all plays to that hand.
I agree with you, Heather, in the sense that I believe, you know, that, you know, Facebook's long-term value is in the data, is absolutely in the data set. You know, I'll kind of make pull this connection in. It's kind of outside social media, but my friend works for a company called Epic Systems in Madison, Wisconsin, that digitizes health records and hospitals. So they keep, they house all the data. Now, the question I posed to him was, eventually, every hospital in the United States, all over the world, will be digitized, right? So let's say they're digitized, they have their digital records. Then where does the company's revenue stream come from? He says, well, the data that it collects from all the hospitals that goes into saying, this is how many people have this disease, here's the outcome of that happens when these people have this particular disease, et cetera, that they can then sell to pharmaceutical companies, insurance companies, et cetera, et cetera. Now, here's the thing is, bring it back into marketing and advertising, do we as humans like that? Do we as consumers like that? Do we like giving people data that, you know, makes it easier for companies to advertise and market to us? I mean, I guess there's two sides to that.
If you give us something shiny enough to play with, we obviously do.
Data and whose data it is and what they're doing with it is you know, tremendously, it makes a significant impact in all phases of you know, advertising, marketing, and such.
Insurance.
Yeah, everything.